The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Thank you, Endo. It is 11 to 7. Let's go to our man in the US, Bob Tarlow. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, and thank you very much, Ollie. And good morning as well to you, Steve. Happy Thursday, everybody. We're focusing on American politics this morning. Democrats have just won key races in Virginia and New Jersey, their first major wins during the tenure of President Trump. And it gives them a boost heading into the 2018 midterm elections a year from now, when control of the U.S. House and Senate will be up for grabs. The blue wave along the East Coast saw Ralph Northam winning the governor's race in Virginia and Phil Murphy doing the same in New Jersey. Democrats also broke the Republican hold on the Virginia state legislature, and several liberals, including New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, won their mayoral elections. In Virginia, Northam is a medical doctor as well as being the state's current lieutenant governor.
I want to let you know that in Virginia, it's going to take a doctor to heal our differences.
In exit polling conducted in Virginia yesterday, voters were asked how they feel Trump is doing on the job. CNN political director David Shalian with the results.
Donald Trump, according to voters today, is getting a 43% approval rate in Virginia. He's upside down there by about 12 points. 55% disapprove. That is not necessarily, those are not necessarily the numbers that Ed Gillespie, the Republican candidate, would want to see on Election Day.
And Northam defeated Ed Gillespie, a lobbyist and former aide to George W. Bush, 54-45%. Gillespie, while proclaiming his support for many Trumpian policies, never did ask the president to campaign with him in Virginia. Trump did send out tweets supporting Gillespie in the days leading up to the election. But from South Korea, after seeing the results, Trump attempted to wash his hands of the failed race by tweeting this: Ed Gillespie worked hard but did not embrace me or what I stand for. Meanwhile, Phil Murphy's New Jersey win will return the Garden State to Democratic control. After 8 years under the leadership of the termed out increasingly unpopular Republican Governor Chris Christie, Murphy defeated the state's Republican Lieutenant Governor Kim Quando, 56-42%.
With Donald Trump in the White House, Jeff Sessions as Attorney General, polluters running the EPA, zealots heading the Department of Education, and Steve Bannon holding Republicans in Congress hostage, governors will have never mattered more.
Tough anti-Republican words, Steve, from a very victorious Democrat.
Absolutely intriguing times in U.S. politics. Thanks very much, Bob.